All right. I'm gonna need some helpers for this first song.
Helpers?
I'm gonna need some helpers.
Like actors?
We're gonna need some actors. We got a couple roles to fill to break up the sitting monotony. And you'll be on stage with up here for everyone else. I'm casting the role first of the princess of the valley. Anybody feel like being a princess? All right, Michael Hurd, come on up here. Now, no princess. No princess comes without a handmaid. Who's gonna be the handmaid to this lovely princess? All right. Can you ride a horse in me?
Probably not. Is there a horse?
There will be a horse. Actually, there's two horses. Who here wants to be a horse? One of the steeds. We need two of them. It's probably gonna take all of y'all, so just jump in. There's Rich, the royal messenger, who will also be riding a horse. Any volunteers for the royal messenger? All right. Of course, there's the clever fox.
Oh yeah, I'll be that. You.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
All right. Now that I've gotten your attention, it starts off with the princess of the handmaid. This is a true story, by the way. The princess of the valley felt her head begin to spin. So faint of heart she felt the castle walls were closing in. Knowing all too well of what her lady was in need. Her handmaid cloaked them both in wool and she fetched their finest steeds. Y'all better hop on. They walked on past the peasant fields, over there the bogs, beyond the rhododendron hills that glitter in the fog. They rushed along the cobblestones that lined the path below. Headed off to distant lands where royalty doesn't go. We got Rich over here. The royal messenger. Well, no one seemed to notice them as they were in disguise. But Rich, the royal messenger, he took them by surprise. The princess spoke quite firmly as they both put down their hoods.
We're off to see the clever fox who lives within the woods.
Well, Rich replied, I'll take you there and keep you both unseen. The forest floor is no place for the daughter of the queen. Despite the thickness of the woods and carnivores around, they made it to the fox's lair just as the sun went down.
So
So nice to see you once again, the handmaid told the fox. I know just why you've come, he said, and opened up a box. This medicine comes from a plant that grows behind the stream. But every part is quite benign without your inner dream. So inoculate intention into every seed you sow. Plant each one inside of you and you will see it grow. Manifest the world you wish to touch and breathe and see. And if your heart is good and true, then so shall your path be. Well, the princess set intentions, planting every seed within, and watched herself get well just as the woods began to spin. She sank into the earth and watched the magic spell unwind, granting her full access to the castle of her mind. Well, she busted down those castle walls and welcomed in the sky, retuning every heartstring to the starlight from on high. The waxing gibbous moonlight pooled upon the castle floor and left her with a sense of peace she'd never felt before. So inoculate intention into every seed you sow. Plant each one inside of you, and you will see it grow. Manifest the world you wish to touch and breathe and see. And if your heart is good and true, then so shall your path be. We could probably put a violin solo in there. We're gonna sing a little a plant song up here. One of my very favorites that's just been busting through the last month. A couple weeks ago, it was like in its prime with its sweet golden essence just sending its aura up to the heavens, reflecting back the springtime's shine. Supposed to costume for this one, so the acting's not over. So this one goes out to the dandelions. Any dandelion fans out there? I just recorded my very first music video ever for this dandelion song. But you know how it is with film. It might be a year or two before it shows up. So we'll just get excited until then. It's gonna be in D. Feel voice sweet. You push out winter's darkness and clear out my toxic heat. A diuretic superstar. Your jagged leaves remind me that there's beauty in our scars. You're such a potent medicine for body, heart, and mind. How I long for early April when I witness fields explode with dandelions. In Aries ran, energy unfurled. Fearless of a springtime frost, you burst into this world. You're soft but tough and tenaciously alive. Push up through the concrete cracks and everywhere you thrive. Your energetic radiance sends shivers down my spine. How I treasure early April when I witness fields explode with dandelions. Dandelions. Your presence and your beauty are divine. All witness fields explode with dandelions. Dandelions. Your presence and your beauty are divine. Dandelions. Reflecting back the springtime sunny shine. Your flowers leave a sphere behind, comprised of parachuting seeds that make more dandelions. These magic seeds, when gently blown, disperse our wishes to the wind, and in the earth they're sown. I'm endlessly impressed by your true elegant design. So happy early April, let's all witness fields explode with dandelions. Dandelions. Your presence and your beauty are divine. Dandelions. Reflecting back the springtime sunny shine.
Process, it seems to like bump up at least a little bit, and it's been quite the roller coaster for me the last 8 or 9 months. I don't think I'm alone in this. Anybody else had a kind of a roller coaster journey? So yeah, we made it to the spring. Our trials and our tribulations might not be over, but it feels a little better, and there's some beautiful like peonies blossoming. Everything else, all the sweet smells. So I want to honor the roller coaster And I also want to honor the spring too. So I think maybe we'll start with that roller coaster. This was a song that was given to me by the moon. And I've learned as a song carrier, I'm usually doing songs around medicine work, so this performance thing is kind of weird. But as a song carrier, there's lots of full moon songs, there's lots of new moon songs. And this was the half moon. And there was such potency and understanding, like, we're not always in the thick of it, and we're not always in the light of it, but just the journey and the transition through everything is significant too, that pivot point. And recognizing the half moon, it's just as bright as the full moon is often. And it's just that like idea that there is a full moon behind that. There is more light just temporarily hidden. So this goes out to that half moon that gave me the song all in one lump, and please sing along. And I'm gonna try to get vulnerable, if that's okay. Will y'all hold me and love me if I fuck up? Awesome. I've never freestyled in front of a group, but I might try to make up some lyrics during this. We'll see how it goes. Something I'm learning and growing through all the pains of it.
Like this half moon
song. Half moon, half moon, with half your life. You're halfway down, but just as bright. Because in essence, you are whole. Even when darkness has half your soul. Even when darkness has half your soul.
Catch Ayla and Aria the other night.
Yeah.
One of my favorite artists
so
ever.
Good.
Her humility really touches me. It's really stunning because everything's about not her prayers for the earth, for the water, for humanity, the visions for where we're going and where we need to go to survive and thrive and love each other deeper. So I want to do a water song. Really honor the waters here, the waters that flow in our body and throughout all of our rivers, creeks, streams, and all these beautiful rains we've gotten this spring. And this one was birthed on the North Fork of the Ivy River up in Barnesville, where I'm living now, close to where we seeded this amazing community space that I hope to see y'all at sometime soon. And these first words were inspired by my deep friend, baby mama, Chelsea. We spoke the words.
And there's a repeating part in this song, so if you want to repeat.
Please sing along.
Please sing along.
This one's Keep My...
potatoes, the squash, and the corn. For feeding the rivers, the creeks, and the streams, the potatoes, the squash, and the corn. Great Spirit of water, I thank you for all of the feelings I feel, for all the emotions in my inner ocean, and the strength in helping me heal. For all the emotions in my inner ocean, and the strength in helping me heal. Great Spirit of water, I thank you for the oceans and all that's within, for the sharks, whales, and dolphins, and fish of all kinds, and everything else else I can swim. For the sharks, whales, and dolphins, and fish of all kinds, and everything else I can swim.
during this song if you feel called to.
It's a waltz.
I'm usually in song circles where everybody's singing, so I'm so grateful to hear all the voices. And just to hear everybody's voice, just go ahead and shout out popcorn, like something you love about spring.
Not having to put on a jacket to go outside.
Yeah.
Springs ago, and it's really honoring like the rowdiness of nature, us being included with that, the randiness that shows up in the spring. So this is the spring bee waltz. If you feel like buzzing around like a bee, I'll be honored. If you feel like waltzing, go for it. Springtime excitement, enraptured by sweet smells and sights. I want to make love to each flower and surrender to primal delights. Every bloom beckons me closer, and no sweeter song e'er shall be sung than the buzz at the meadow will echo when your nectar is lapped by my tongue.
Honey, I want to be close to my honey.
Oh, dance with me, queen bee, and share in the sweetness of flight.
Honey, I want to be close to my honey.
Sharing the deepest delight. I'd give up my life in a moment to keep Queen Bee safe in my care. Still I know that the beauty of every blossom's a gift for all creatures to share.
Honey, I want to be close to my heart.
Oh, dance with me, queen bee, and share in the sweetness of flight.
Honey, I want to be close to my honey.
Oh, come with me, queen bee, and share in the deepest delight. But I'm weak in the knees with love. Makes my heart wheeze as I fly through the trees like a fine glass of wine on a big hunk of cheese. I'm so lustfully swooned by your scent on the breeze. Oh my, what sweet precious nectar. I'll take you back home to my hive. Even throughout the dark days of winter, you make me feel oh so alive.
Honey, I want to be close to my honey.
I make my way back to the hive, to the sounds of the hum.
to be close to my honey. I savor the deepness and pleasures each time that I come.
Some CDs over here that have a couple of those songs. I've been doing music video hopefully soon, but most of my work is in the healing realms of songs for upliftment and connection, and so I hope to get to sing with y'all again.
One more. One more. Two more. More.
That's up to these guys. Good for one more? Can y'all hear Christiana enough?
It's kind of, my mic's a little bit low, I think.
A little bit.
Yeah.
We're definitely gonna plug in
Christiana. Testing, testing. Hi, beautiful people.
Testing, testing. I'm doing the harmony, so I should be live.
Okay.
I think that'll be good.
It's another water song. Over to the water.
This one's not by me. This is a Johnny Flynn song. That just has like the most hauntingly beautiful harmonies, so we had to learn this together.
Yellow sun leads me home.
to the wind of each breath by and by. The water sustains me without even trying. The water can drown me. I'm done with my
all again. Thank you. I'm glad to see you're a hugger.